sermon that John the Baptist preached in the book of Luke, where he said, bear fruit that is showing repentance. There is a theme of bearing fruit through Scripture. There is a theme that God is looking to us as believers to bear fruit. Galatians chapter 5, for the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. There is such a thing as a believer who bears fruit. You see, when we look at our text this morning, in verse 2, Jesus says, every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away, and every branch that beareth fruit. In other words, it is possible to be a branch but not bear fruit. It is possible to be a believer but not have love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. But it's as though Scripture shows us, it's as though God is looking to us to bear fruit. So there is a branch that does not bear fruit, and there is a branch that bears fruit. In verse 5, I am the vine, you are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. As though there is a level of bearing fruit. There is not bearing fruit at all. Then there is bearing fruit. There is much fruit. I pray that God will make me a believer who bears much fruit. And in verse 16, ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain. Your fruit should last. Not only is the theme here of bearing fruit, being known by our fruits, but the fruit that lasts. The fruit that remain. If you had somebody say, I've run out of patience. I've run out of fruit. You come along. You need me to be patient. But my patience has run out. I've got none left for you. To bear fruit that lasts. It's a sign of a mature believer. To bear fruit. Much fruit. And the fruit that lasts. By their fruit you shall know them. The word that's used, if you use the NIV uses remain. The King James uses abide. If you abide in me, you shall bear fruit. If you remain in me, you shall bear much fruit. Remain in my word. If my word remains in you and you remain in me, you will ask whatsoever you ask, and it shall be done to you. That phrase, if we can unpack that phrase of abiding and remaining, it's not uncommon to hear somebody say, I'm a law-abiding citizen. So-and-so is a law-abiding citizen. When Jesus said, remain in me, in essence, he says, reside in me, dwell in me. If my word dwells in you, if you make your residence in me, if you make your residence in my word, you will bear fruit and fruit that lasts. And that word dwelling or remaining, now when you say, don't dwell on this. Don't dwell on it. It carries a sense of meditation. If you meditate in my word, you will be fruitful. But that's not meditation like, no. Joshua chapter 1. This book of law shall not depart from your mouth. You shall meditate on it so that you see to do what is in it. This book of law shall not depart from your mouth, but you will meditate on it. It's as though the meditation. Now, I use this illustration to understand it. It may help somebody if I explain it this way. Animals that are called ruminants, like cows, goats, sheep, and antelopes and giraffes, they ruminate. Essentially, they've got four stomachs. Rumen, reticulum, omasum, abomasum. When they are walking in the daytime, eating the grass, taking the leaves in, they are taking everything and they are taking everything, they take to the first stomach, the rumen. Then when they go in this evening time, when they are lying down, sitting or resting, reverse peristalsis, they bring back the cud and they chew it again. Now the food that is in the rumen is sort of stored there. There is a bit of digestion. But it's not completely absorbed. The ingredients are not fully absorbed into the body. It's got to come back again and be chewed a bit more. This book of law shall not depart from your mouth. You will meditate on it. You see, when we come to church, we hear the sharings, or when we read scripture, it's not the end of it. I go home, I'm one of those people who go back almost all the time to our church website and have a look at the sermons that are there from the previous year, and I listen to it again. I eat it on a Sunday, I eat it in the service, I go home, I bring back the cut and I chew on it. This book of law shall not depart from your mouth. You shall chew the cud on the things of God. Sitting there and thinking about it carries the sense which is mentioned in Revelation chapter 10, that when the angel of the Lord gave John the Revelator the small book, he says, I took it, it was sweet as honey in the mouth, but it was bitter in the stomach, as though to bring it and chew on it. And the Lord said, prophesy. Dwelling in the Lord, dwelling in the Word, means bringing it back, thinking about it, and it takes sacrifice. It doesn't happen on its own. You deliberately study. You deliberately take time to study, and you take time to use resources. You sacrifice. Sacrifice resources. Sacrifice effort. Sacrifice time to chew the cud. Was it Brutus? I think it was Brutus who said, not that I loved Caesar less, but I loved Rome more. Not that the things we sacrifice are not important, but there is a need for us to go beyond the comfort zone, to in fact sacrifice, that we take time, resources, and effort to work the word of God, work it in us, that it produces fruit, and fruit that lasts. Psalms chapter 1, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. Verse 2, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. Therein he meditates day and night. His delight is in the law of the Lord. Therein he doth meditate day and night. He will be like a tree planted by the river, which bears fruit in its season, and whose leaves shall not wither. For us to mature in the Lord, to bear fruit and fruit that lasts, we need to abide in the vine. We need to work the word of God in us. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. I have valued your word above my daily bread. Philippians chapter 4, by way of concluding, verse 8. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are good, of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. Let's pray. Our dear Heavenly Father, we give you honor this morning. Thank you that your word in us matures us. We ask you to give us the understanding, give us the anointing to understand your word. Because your word is life. Sanctify them with your word, for your word is truth. Lord, cause us to abide. Allow us the grace to abide in you, that we will bear fruit, much fruit, and that the fruit will last. And of this we ask you, Lord, in the name of your Son Jesus. Amen. Amen. Thank you.